Dale Carnegie said that people rarely succeed unless they have fun in what they're doing. And then J.M. Barrie said nothing is really work unless you'd rather be doing something else. Happy Friday. Welcome back to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. If you guys are digging this show, again, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share the show with somebody that you think might enjoy the message or that it might resonate with. And then, of course, if you have the time, head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review so that we can continue to climb the ranks and just get these kinds of messages out there to more and more people. Today's show is about enjoyment. Obviously, as you heard in the quotes. So happiness is an interesting thing because I think it's what most people want more of, but most people also are unable to attain. And I think part of that is because if you make happiness your goal, right, it tends to be elusive, right? The more you want it, the further it kind of gets from you. And one of the things that I've learned, especially as we're doing this book club on 12 Rules for Life, the Jordan Peterson book, is that really happiness is more like a byproduct of a worthy ideal that you've aimed for and succeeded at getting or continue to strive for getting, right? And so what I mean is you can make constant enjoyment and happiness your goal, but you might end up finding out that you don't delay gratification in the right ways. And so if you try to make decisions that give you happiness in the short term, you might find that the long term, that's sort of a kind of a miserable decision, right? You might find that you create your own hell in a lot of ways. And that is often what happens. There's a great Buddhist teaching that says that if you pursue pleasure for its own sake and only that, you will continue to pursue it until, and they conceptualize this wheel of life. If you continue to pursue pleasure, you'll go all the way up over the arc of the wheel and then back down the other side until you're actually pursuing pleasure, until it becomes painful. And then, of course, if you are in that situation, it is you who unknowingly wants to be there, which is a really hard thing to sort out in your psyche. So I want to talk about this idea of how we can sort of get more enjoyment out of our lives, because I do think to some degree it's a decision. And I want to talk about why that is. So first of all, we need to talk about the fact that we've all been raised not to do things that we find inherent enjoyment in. So here's what I mean by this. Let's say that you are in school and you're in science and you hate science class, right? And the teachers, you know, because you got to think about school as being this very big sort of bureaucratic education in the United States specifically, and I can't really speak to other countries, but in the United States, this bureaucratic organization that has to make education scalable for millions of people across millions of different, and they're all coming from different backgrounds, and so it is very much like a factory where you kind of get put in there, and there are certain things that you have to learn and do, and you kind of come out the other side. Well, we as humans have intrinsic value systems, of course. I talk about this all the time, but this tells us what we like in life, right? It tells us what we prioritize, what we enjoy, what would give us a sense of meaning, would probably be the best way to put it. And so if you can take things that even if you don't like them, and you can make them fit into your value system. So if I, let's say that growing up, I didn't like science class, right? But understand that there are things that I do like. And so if I can take the things that I do like, I could be taught science in a way that was in alignment with my own values. What I would find is that I would find that I had a natural propensity to want to get better at that subject, right? But that's a hard thing to do because value systems are very individual. And so teachers would have to do that constantly. I think there are some school systems that are taking a better crack at that. But let's talk about the system that we actually have, okay? So you go to science class and you don't like it and you're looking around, you're like, well, I hate this, but you've got to do it, right? And your parents tell you you've got to do it and your teacher tell you got to do it. And so you're like, well, I have to do this. So you buckle down and you do it. And then let's say you get a B or an A on the paper. Now what happened psychologically is that you were just rewarded for doing something that you didn't like. Now, chances are that this plays itself out in your life all the time, right? Because there's all kinds of things that you don't like. Now, there are tons of things that we just have to do anyway. Everybody understands this. But it also helps to understand that you have been taught in many ways to be validated and to be rewarded for doing things that you have no passion for or don't care to do, right? And so you can see where there's a shadow to what we quote unquote call responsibility, doing the things that, you know, being responsible for your life and doing the things that you're supposed to do. Well, there's a shadow there, which is if you never do the things that you want to, and you've only been taught to be validated for doing the things that you don't want to do, then the psychological construct, the psychological concept that you take away from that is that in order to be validated, I have to do the things that I don't want to do. Right. And so for me, like when I first got into college, the second I realized I didn't have to be there, I was out. So I dropped out. Right. I joined the military, ended up doing my undergrad while I was in the military. But it was just this recognition that like, oh, I don't like this. I've been validated for doing things I don't want to do my entire life. And now I just don't want to do it. And so I just stopped doing it. But then I also gave away all that validation. And so then I was sort of like in this interesting funk, and I ended up coming back to school and going through because I found a natural interest in it. And so here's the point of today's show. All, everywhere you look, the world is going to reward you for doing things that you don't want to do, right? This happens in if we take the big job or the responsibility or who knows what it is. There's all kinds of facets of the American dream that we get kind of pushed into sometimes or validated for, and then we get there and we're like, well, this doesn't feel very dreamlike. I remember having that exact thought about a mortgage. And so I think as adults, there's this necessary need to take a step back from all of this, all of the responsibilities, all the things we're validated for, and then start to make better decisions about how you want to move through life. And what I mean by that is going back into school for my master's degree, I wanted to, and this is what the show is about really, because this is why I wanted to do it, because as I started doing this, I made the decision as I was going into it that I was not going to suffer through it, right? And we in the West have attached, I talk about this a decent amount, but we've attached nobility to being able to sacrifice ourselves. And we've attached nobility to the idea of exhaustion. And so the entrepreneur that works all night gets a badge of honor, and the athlete that takes no rest days gets a badge of honor. And so we're continuously being validated for things that are not good for us. And often the message that we take away as the individual is that we should continue to do things that we don't want to do because those are the things that are going to be validated. And so I'm thinking about my school before I started this master's program and I started now, making the decision that I was not going to suffer through this. What it did is it changed all of these different aspects of the way that I viewed my educational experience. So I don't really care about grades now, which is interesting because people are like, you have to care about grades. I'm like, well, I really don't, because I'm here for the information. I'm not here to be validated by people I don't know, actually. And what's interesting even further is that as I've decided not to suffer through it, it means that as I'm going through school, I'm focusing on things that I really want to learn about, and I'm taking this experience to kind of pull as much as I can of things that I actually care about out of it. And then the byproduct is actually my grades are really good, maybe better than they were in my undergrad, which is interesting, but not the goal. Again, we trick ourselves into thinking that we have to suffer through things in life and that there's some sort of badge of honor in doing so. And then often the world validates us when we do that. But I would ask you, are there some things in your life that you don't have to suffer through? You know, it doesn't have to be this way, you know? And that's not prioritizing happiness for its own sake. It's just making the decision up front as you go into difficult things, maybe hard training sessions, maybe school, maybe writing a book, maybe a project, right? Maybe having a kid and having to get up early constantly or in the middle of the night, which I don't know anything about. So that's the one I will put the least amount of emphasis on. But just the decision that you do not have to suffer through your life, you're not obligated to. No matter how many times you've tricked yourself into believing that that is the case, it's not. And you can change any time. It's just a decision, right? It's not anything else. It's about where you put emphasis. If I didn't make that decision, I would be really certain that I did have to suffer through it, right? Because it's like, oh God, I have to study. I have to get this grade. I have to do. No, you don't. You don't have to do anything. That's the thing to understand about this life. We have all of these shoulds, right? I kind of did a show about that a little while ago, but it's like, you don't have to do anything. This life is all a decision. And I think that there are times where you'll suffer through things and you'll look back and ask, like, what am I getting out of this? What is this for? I don't know. you know? And I think sometimes we lose track of our North Arrow because we're so used to being validated in life for things that we're not that into. But you can make the decision not to suffer through things. You can make the decision to place emphasis on whatever you want, right? Just because if you place emphasis on grades, it might be that you do have to suffer. And maybe that is part of the thing for you, right? I don't know, whatever. But at least go into it consciously. Realize that all of this whole life thing is a choice, you know? And so if you are suffering with something, I think the business world does this a lot too. It's like, oh, I have to do this. And this is how we talk to ourselves, right? Because this is how we've been raised. We're like, oh God, I have to answer emails. And oh, I'd love to, but I have to. No, you don't. You really don't. You don't have to do anything. You should choose to do the things that you're doing. And if you go into them consciously with your eyes awake and you're choosing the activities that are in your life, what you're going to find is that there's a much more inspiration, right? They're going to give you something back. They're going to give you vitality back because you are choosing the things that you want to. You're consciously choosing the things that you want to make up the fabric of your life. I think we can trick ourselves into thinking that there's some honor in suffering through everything that we do, and then we get to the end of our lives and we're like, well, great, I suffered through it. You know, but is that the best that we can be? I don't know. I don't know that it is. I think that we can make more conscious decisions on how we're going to approach things, where we're going to place emphasis, what we're going to take out of them. And then the return is we are inspired by the things that we do, and I mean that quite literally. The things that we do should breathe life into us. Should breathe energy into us, right? And then that expands our possibilities. We have more energy for the things that we want. We definitely can suffer through things. I don't know that we have to. Anyway, I love you guys. Hope you have an amazing weekend. And we'll talk later on Morning Coffee.